And welcome to the Brooklyn Conversation here at Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the special series called The Adventure Soundboard. My name is Erin, your fantastic host for the afternoon. Today, I'm actually going to be starting a brand new show game series. I know last week we wrapped up The Wolves of Welton, which was a wonderful time, but now we have a whole new gang here with me, and we're going to be playing a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition game called Honor Among Thieves, which was created by Winghorn Press and Richard Jansen Parks, and we are going to be playing that right now. If I could get everyone online to give them, to give each other a bit of an introduction and tell them who their, to tell us who their characters are, that would be great. We'll start on my left. Why don't you go right ahead?
Oh, wonderful. I love being first. Hello, my name is Taryn, and I will be playing Brenna the Barbarian, who is an older dwarven woman who has opened up a smith's shop. And she used to be an adventurer and everything, but she's kind of retired. Not totally. She, you know, picks up her axe now and again when she has to, but more than likely she's like building weapons for other people. Go for it.
All right. I love being second, so this is perfect. I'm Margaret. I am going to be playing Jessamine Nimblefoot. She is a halfling monk who has spent most of her life, in fact, really all of her life that she can remember, with a traveling circus. She's an acrobat and a tumbler, loves the trapeze. Unfortunately, the group is on a showboat after a fashion right now, and there's no trapeze rig on a showboat. So she's traveling around with one of our other party members, and over the years, like, she's hung out with the strong man and the tumblers and the bareback horse riders. So, like, she's developed a wealth of skills that are handy.
Great.
Hello, I am Gilsey, and my character is Nox, and she just really likes seducing people.
There's always one.
Yes.
Gotta have it. Yep.
She was really tired of all the fighting and all the blood and cleaning it off of her. So when she realized that she could seduce people for the things she wanted, she was like, why not? I'm beautiful and pretty. Everyone loves me. But if you don't give her what she wants, she does not have a problem about killing people. So there's that.
I like her.
Great. Moving along.
Hi, my name is Lexi. I am playing as Toast, the human sorcerer. Toast is a grifter. She is pretty secretive about her past, which, spoiler alert, has dragons involved. But she has tried to move beyond that, and mostly makes her life these days lying to people and stealing things from them.
Excellent. And last but not least.
Sure. So I'm Marcia, and I'll be playing Thananthus, goes by Danny, who's a half-orc paladin. I accidentally joined the circus a while back, and mostly played security/babysitter, and I also left them as they're on their riverboat circus travels, and for a much less glamorous reason, mostly because I get extremely seasick, and I was like, let me know when you get back to land.
Oh boy. Yeah, I have so many questions about that, but unfortunately we gotta keep moving. So now that we have met our fantastic cast of adventurers, we're gonna drop them right into the action. I am setting them up in a town called, in an ocean city called Lillay. It is a town of wealthy merchants and nobles and people of circumstance, people who have money, and also, of course, because it is a classless society, also has, you know, general poor as well. Your adventuring party has been traveling around doing various jobs. You kind of ganged up together because you realized that you could get more money if you did bigger jobs together. And because of that, you found your way to Lillay, where you recently succeeded at a very big job and came into some money, which is very exciting for you guys. What are you guys interested in using that money for? You're like sitting around, you just got paid, you're sitting at like the tavern that you are celebrating at after getting this, all this money, and you're talking about what you want to, what you would spend the money on. So why don't we go around that as well?
Well, aside from just, you know, buying drinks, because I am totally buying drinks for everybody right now.
Yeah.
We're so happy about, we just got off this mission. I'm talking about maybe getting an extension on my shop.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, very nice.
I want to go to a bathhouse. I want to go to a bathhouse, and I want to go shopping because I want new clothes because, you know, I'm a performer. I want a good costume and maybe get my hair done.
Excellent, Jessamine.
I just
Knox, yeah.
I just want a group of people to follow me around and serenade me and tell me how beautiful I am. So that's where the money's going.
Okay, I'm about it.
I rely on magic a lot, and my weapons cache is pretty shitty, so I would love to patronize Brenna's shop and upgrade my weapons.
Thank you, Toast. And last but not least...
I guess, sword's been a little dull. Maybe it's time for a weapons upgrade. Something sharp, cleave people one hand. Seems like a good investment.
Something sharp is always good.
Excellent. So now that you guys have been whiling away the evening, kind of daydreaming about what you're going to spend the money on the next day, you go to sleep. You have a couple of rooms. Are any of you sharing, or do you all have individual rooms?
I'm fine to share.
I don't mind sharing.
I'll share. I don't care.
We can sleep in the same bunk.
All right. You guys get one room for all five of you. And you wake up in the morning. And you notice something out of place pretty easily. You notice that that hard-earned cash, that money that you worked so hard for, is gone. It's not there anymore. And if any of you have been hoarding magical items, anything that you thought was kind of cool and maybe useful, you notice that that is also gone. You guys have been... You guys have been stolen from in the middle of the night.
What scoundrel.
I'm so angry.
That's really rude.
I'm so angry right now.
And as you're looking around, let's see, which one of you guys has the highest passive perception? Just looking, it looks like perhaps Nox. Nox, you're looking around and... Nope, actually, never mind. It's Brenna. Brenna, you're looking around, and you notice that there is this little card that's sitting on top of your... That's sitting, like, on top of the nightstand. And it says, Wisp Shadowfoot, Lady Thief.
She sounds hot.
Do sounds I know this dead. Name? Have I heard of this name before?
Roll an insight check.
All right.
Yeah, roll an insight check.
So, 13.
Okay, yeah,
So, 16.
Yeah, totally. So, you have been around long enough in the city because of the job that you just did that you get these rumors that of this lady thief, Shadowfoot, almost a legend, a famed thief that never kills or even hurts any of her victims. Seems like she targets only the wealthy and has an eye for extremely expensive magical items and art pieces.
Rude.
We're not even wealthy. the nerve. Okay.
If you flip onto the back of the card, if you flip it over, you'll notice that there it says on the back, Wessel's Warehouse Midnight on the back. It seems to be some sort of like request card as opposed to just a signature of the job.
A clue.
All right, I guess we have an appointment tonight.
Guess I'm gonna cancel all of mine.
What time is it right now? It's morning, you said?
I mean, it's morning. I mean, so we have all day, or we can just go straight to the warehouse.
A day, but nothing to shop with.
Is all our money gone?
All of your money is gone. God.
Could we maybe see if anyone saw someone coming into our room?
Sure, you ask around, you go downstairs and ask the barmaid, and she says she doesn't see anything. No one saw anything. No one saw her come in, no one saw her leave.
And there are no other clues that are around the room?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll continue looking for clues, just in case.
All right, roll for investigation.
I'm sure that'll go well. That is a big...
That didn't go well.
That's a four from Jessamine the monk.
This lady thief is the most mysterious thief that you have ever come across. You don't see any evidence of them having been there except for the fact that your stuff is gone. Bear in mind, your weapons, the things that you seem to use to fight, are still there.
What if one of those magical items was a weapon?
Was it something that you use regularly?
I was hoping to.
If you had no other weapons...
No, I have other weapons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it is gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask the barmaid if she is familiar with this Wessel's Warehouse? Have you ever heard of this location before?
Sure. You go up to the barmaid and she kind of says, Actually, yes. It's over on the edge of the docks. It's actually pretty worn down. It like used to be a warehouse, which was pretty in use for one of the wealthier merchants, but it's no longer being used right now. But she kind of gives you a sense of where it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, madame.
I want to go check that place out during the day.
You want to go check it out?
Yeah.
During the day.
During the day, yeah.
Okay. Are all of you going with?
Yeah,
might as well.
Okay, so
should we disguise ourselves just in case someone thinks we're
up to something? That.
I can too.
I mean, okay. I'm a dwarf. I don't know if you can be disguised too much of me, but
you could be a different looking dwarf.
Totally.
What would you want to look like?
I can braid your beard if you want. It's
really good at braiding.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll go in disguise too.
Excellent. Who is putting on the disguises?
I'd be happy to tag team this.
Cool.
This
yeah. Office. So I have a disguise kit. Do you also have
a disguise kit?
Okay, cool. Yes. So we in our disguise kits we have like makeup and hair stuff and other kinds of things that we can use to make people look different.
Okay.
Yeah, the moment you approach me with a makeup brush, I growl.
You don't want an ASMR video? And now I'm going to put it in here.
No.
Does someone want to go on my shoulders and we could be like one person?
Yes.
Who's the shortest
great.
One?
Who has a long coat?
I mean, Jessamine is a halfling, so.
Totally. Perfect.
And I'm an acrobat. It's kind of my thing.
All right. You're on my shoulders.
Okay. All right. Great. So wait, how are you covering each other with these?
I don't know.
Very long
we
cloak.
Have a long
what
cloak?
Are you using like a sheet from like the.
Good idea. Good idea.
I am down to use one of the bed sheets.
Yes.
All right. Great.
I'm just sighing in the background just like this.
Everyone who is doing who is disguising themselves, roll a performance check.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I have in my random grifter kit a signet ring of an imaginary duke. So anybody who wants to pretend to be super fancy, I can help you with this cool fake ring.
Oh, okay.
That was a performance check, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a big 8.
I got a 4.
Margaret,
Brenna, you look about the same.
With all right. The disguise kit, we get to add your proficiency bonus or roll at advantage or something. There's something with the disguise.
I mean, I feel like if you're proficient in that kit, if it's in like your proficiencies, it probably means that you add proficiency bonus to that roll.
Cool.
Okay. When you use it.
I have proficiency in performance already, so do I just add it again? That would take me to a big 11.
Nice.
So
I just rolled.
So you're going
12.
As yourself. You're not being disguised.
I'm not rolling super great.
I'm watching
these
this.
These are new dice, and they're betraying me.
Danny's having a good time watching all this happen.
I've seen circus children with better disguises.
Wow. Some of them are really good at it.
Right, so
and
like,
and you're not.
Right, so like Brenna kind of gives up and is just hanging out with Danny on the side while like. Jessamine and Nox attempts to be a very, very tall humanoid thing. It kind of looks like...
Stupid.
you look misshapen. People are going to wonder if you're actually humanoid, if you're like hiding extra arms under there. It seems to be like something is happening. if you go out in that, you're probably going to get some looks.
I'm going to lean out and speak to my navel, I guess.
Should we abandon this mission? The audience doesn't seem to be buying it.
I mean, I guess if you want to step down from my shoulders.
I mean, it's nice up here. I could see a lot farther, but...
I mean, I'm enjoying it.
You are?
I'm enjoying seeing you.
I could just say you're my kid.
Fair.
Fair.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are having a lovely mother-daughter moment. Toast, how did you roll?
I got an 8 total with my disguise kit, so I am...
So you look a little bit like you have an updo.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Slightly fancier today.
You kind of dressed up a little bit.
Yep. Little bit.
Still look
mostly
like
myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Great. So with your semi disguises all set, you go out off to the docks. Make a perception check.
That's a 10 for me.
Oh, something fell.
That's a 22.
22? Ooh.
That's a
good
job,
Brenna. Okay.
That's a
6. Danny's having too much fun watching all of this performance.
15. So I got 18.
An 18. Pretty good, Nox.
You want to roll in the box?
I've been rolling in the box. Oh. But, like, if I roll not in the box, I get double-digit numbers. So I'm going to try not to.
Yes. Dungeons and Dragons superstitions at hand.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brenna with the 22, which is a very impressive roll. You feel like someone is watching you.
Can I tell from what direction?
No, you just have the general feeling.
All right. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to be very wary.
Okay.
All right,
so you've got that in mind. You head down to the docks, and you come to, let me flip to the page here in my handy book, the Wessels Warehouse. The warehouse lies along a quiet, crumbling street devoid of all traffic or nightlife. It has high walls, an appointed wooden roof. It has several large cracks and holes in the roof. You're approaching it from the front. There is like a large sliding door at the front of the building, but it's locked with a rusted but still impressive padlock. And it seems to like, it's like a building, like you can see it goes further back. Mm. And like off to the right side, you can see like it's against the dock. So there's water right there as well.
Are there any windows that we could possibly look in?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of windows. You want to peek inside?
Yeah, sure.
I'm real tall
great
right now. Yeah.
Roll for investigation.
Both of us?
Yeah, why don't you both roll?
That way one of us
Since both of
it.
You guys are peeking, yep.
Ooh, okay, that's fun. That's a 17.
Yay!
Nice.
Oh,
well, I got a 7.
Okay.
I am up higher, and like maybe I kicked you.
Great, so you look inside, and it's just huge building. It's empty, save for a series of moldering crates and broken boxes, most of which contain like old, rotten cloth. It just seems kind of like maybe it was used as some sort of like garment factory type thing in the past, but it does appear to be empty.
It appears to be empty, guys, except for what you just said.
Yeah. Was in use in the past, but.
Is there anyone around the docks? Or is it completely empty?
Make a perception check.
Got an 8.
20 or you're 12?
Oh.
Yeah, that's definitely a
D12.
That is the for those who are listening who don't play Dungeons and Dragons, the D12 is not the dice that you roll for any checks. You're supposed to roll a D20, and then you're supposed to add like modifiers and things like that.
That's better.
So if I add that, so it would be a 15.
15?
Better.
Yes.
I mean, you feel a little like weird. Like it's quiet, but it's too quiet, you know? But you don't see anyone.
Are there other buildings around us, or is it just like a lone building in this area?
You kind of stepped away from some other buildings. There's like a high wall to the left of it. So like to the right of the building, there's water. To the left, there's like a tall like wall that seems to separate like this area from other neighborhoods in the city.
Okay.
But it's not surrounded by buildings. No.
Okay. I do mention at this point when we're all looking around, I do mention to everybody that I think we're being watched.
I mean, I'd do that if I were setting up an appointment with some suckers to come ostensibly get their shit back. I would totally spy on them while they're coming to investigate the space.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean,
maybe it's her, maybe it's not.
Is there a door? You said that the door is locked, yes?
Yeah, the door's locked. I mean, you can go around and see if there are any other doors.
No. I just want to break the lock.
We have a barbarian.
I'm a barbarian. I don't look for doors.
Roll a strength check.
You're lucky I even looked for a door.
So 13 plus strength, 6, so that's 19.
Okay, and 19 does it. You kind of take the lock with like, yeah, you just kick it open. It goes like,
Door's open.
And there it is. Yep, slide the door open. Easy peasy.
We solved the puzzle, guys.
Congratulations.
Brute force.
Well, look for our stuff.
All right, you head on in there. You don't see anything. You're kind of looking around a little bit. And then you hear a voice ringing out from the rafters. And it says, "My goodness, I didn't realize you guys would be... I expected punctuality, but I didn't expect you all to be here so early. This bodes very well."
Happy and to impress.
If you look up into the rafters, you will see this shadowy figure in the rafters, kind of standing further back because it is still daytime and there are cracks in it, but it's the figure standing back in the shadows. It's tall and wrapped in a hooded cloak. It appears to be made of constantly shifting tones of like deep gray, blue, and brown. And it just, it seems to be like standing in the shadows. And the feminine voice says, "Well, while we're here, we might as well get started. My name is Wisp Shadowfoot, as you may know, Lady Thief, and I have a job for you."
Is that before or after we get our stuff back?
I think you're a very smart person, young dwarf. Why don't you tell me?
I'd really like it to be before. I'm going to be a lot more pleasant to work with if I have my money and my hammer.
I'm sure you would be. But see, I believe that people tend to work harder when they have a goal that they wish to reach. And in this case, I feel like your money would be a very good way to incentivize you to help me with what I have planned.
Oh, while this conversation's happening, I would like to stealthily get down off of...
So stealthy.
Very stealth.
Roll a stealth
Much
check.
Stealth.
Oh, I hope you
Very
trip.
Slick.
I hope you fall.
Wow, you're unkind, and I don't appreciate that. That's a 13.
A 13?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm going to check against...
I figure it's not my worst thing ever if someone notices me getting off your shoulders. Like, I'm not trying to deceive you.
It's like
you.
I tumbled. I meant to do that. I'm an acrobat. I tumbled. Whatever.
Yeah, and it's falling with style.
Exactly. Falling with style, exactly. I'm going to see if Wisp actually sees this. I'm going to do a perception check.
Not my best work.
Let's see. Yeah, she rolled a base 15, so... She definitely sees you clamber on off there. She doesn't say anything though.
Okay.
She's a lady, you know. She doesn't seem to be like in the mood to do things like that per se.
I'm just touching that.
Trying to not interrupt you guys.
she does say, don't worry about what task I have for you. I promise it won't be anything too distasteful. In fact, it might even be virtuous by all stretches of the imagination. I need you to eliminate a group of housebreakers who have been making life very difficult for me. And in fact, they have also been making life very difficult and shorter for their victims as well.
Mm-hmm. So we're taking out the competition for you? Is that what you're saying?
They're not competition. And she kind of, you see like her the shadow kind of like shift a little bit with irritation. She goes, they are not competition. If anything, they are vermin that have infected one of my great cities. The gang is called the Wayhill Slashers. They have been known, they're made up of a mob of humans and halflings, the worst kind of gang that have been recruited by a drow named Vixtiel. And that whole group has been doing awful things for my reputation. They have been breaking into homes and torturing their inhabitants to death for details on safes and valuables. And because of that, people have been upping the stakes for their houses. They've been making their protections more lethal and dangerous, and I can't have that. I do like a challenge, but I can't have the city be afraid of what I can do. I need to be respected. And I think you, your group, is just the kind of people that I need to take care of this for me.
So we're taking out your competition.
Yes. Yes.
without our shit.
Are we getting
and you want us to?
Sorry.
And you want us to do this out of the goodness of our hearts rather than just kill you now?
I'm fine with killing her.
You can certainly try to kill me, my dears, but I think you'll find that I disappear faster than you can swing your sword.
Who said anything about swinging a sword? I cast Hold Person.
Okay.
That's something I want to do at the same moment if after this. So.
Okay, what do I need to roll for Hold Person?
It's a wisdom saving throw.
It's a wisdom saving throw? Oh, this is good. In my own local game at home, wisdom saving throws are the bane of my existence, so let's see if this is better for wisdom. Oh, no, it's not. That's a five. So she's held right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. I would like to climb up to the rafters.
Oh, shit.
As quick as I can.
Yeah, the acrobat.
Based on my athlete feet, guys, my climbing speed is not halved. So my climbing speed is my speed, which is 35 because I'm not wearing armor. So
okay, I'm going to say make an acrobatics check to see if you can get up there.
Like, I could roll a one, guys. This could happen.
Box.
That's going to be a 19.
A 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you get up into the rafters. You were there. You see her... a little bit closer. I mean, she's still very covered by this hood. So you don't actually see a lot of her, but you do see that she's like tall and slender and her hair is pulled back and she's like...
How close are you?
She's got like, you can see like a bit of a smile on her lips.
Okay.
Can you steal your hood? Her hood?
You want to pull down her hood?
I mean, kind of. does she seem like... With a last name that ends in foot, she seems that seems halflingish. Does this seem like a human or
she's a human?
Okay,
yeah,
cool. sure, let's try to steal that hood. It's sweet.
You're taking it off. All right,
maybe you use it as a disguise.
I mean, maybe
might be magic.
We'll see how well I roll, guys.
Do it.
You're just taking it off. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, I would like to attempt to rob the thief.
The legendary thief.
Roll a wisdom check.
Oh no.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, that is not
That was not what I was expecting.
Just a straight wisdom check. That's gonna be a 12.
Yeah, so you try to take it off and it doesn't come off her body. It seems like it's like you try to pull and it's like it's stiff. Like it's stiffened, not by the Hold Person spell, but as if like as soon as you touch it, it's like no, not taking it off, no. So it's like stuck on her body now.
Guys, her cloak is weird.
Can you just bring her down? Or like knock her down? I can catch her.
I mean, okay, I'll try to knock her down.
To catch her.
Danny, how long does Hold Person last?
It's a very good question.
Up to 1 minute.
Up to 1 minute?
Oh,
okay,
man.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to push her off?
We're going to push her off.
I mean, as long as it looks like either she will fall into our barbarian's arms or into like a
ooh,
crate of
or
clothing,
my arms.
Or, okay. I don't know.
Roll.
Fall into my arms.
I don't want her to die from
right,
this.
No, right, sure. We're really going to try to catch her.
Okay, I got it. So roll a strength check to see if you can push her.
Oh, good.
Because you are quite small. So.
And, well, ooh. Is it an attack? Because then I could use dex instead.
No, you mean you're pushing
okay,
her.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Cool, that's fun.
You end up falling.
Six.
Great. You try to give her a budge, but she's just not moving.
Cool.
And then as you're trying to push, you think like her leg moves and you think that you got her.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, it's just the whole person spell wearing off.
Oh, good.
And in a flash... you push at her legs, they move, and she's all of a sudden she's up in the air, flipping up and backwards out of the roof through one of the holes in the ceiling. And she jumps up, disappears, and there is a little card sitting there that like floats down back of her. Try to catch it.
I would love to try and catch it.
roll a dexterity check.
He's so mad at this card.
Dexterity, 11.
11?
I'm good at dexterity, guys. I'm just not rolling very well. I promise.
Great. In that case, hold on, let me see. It's in here somewhere. The note says, the note says, Eagle's Feather, Wayhill Slashers, abandoned in hideout.
So she gave us directions? She's really cool.
But we still don't know if we're getting anything from this. We're robbing everyone that we go kill. We're robbing all of them.
Got you, fam.
Let's do it.
One second.
Everything's good. I just need to set something up. You can keep
Okay. Yep. Sorry. We're good. Just having a bit of a trade-off in the studio. Obviously, at 1 p.m., we have another show coming on in here. So we're just going to be processing that. But in the meantime, we can keep going. So you have this note with instructions on where to go. Are you heading that direction? Or are you doing what else? You have this. What do you want to do?
I mean, I don't think there are any other clues we could get from here, right?
We tried strong-arming the information out of her, or getting our stuff back via force. Didn't go so well. I'm down to take the gig.
All right, taking the gig.
I've got no plans tonight.
Now I don't have any plans.
Yeah, the price of dealing with a lady thief is that sometimes she just takes your money.
She's good.
Great. So, let's see. Toast, roll an intelligence check.
All right.
I love that your name is Toast.
That is a 14.
Okay, so you get kind of an idea, like you're talking with some of the locals and you figure out where the Eagle's Feather is. And it seems to be like in not the warehouse district that you're in now, but in sort of like another poverty stricken area of this great city. Like you kind of walk through this area and it's mostly like a lot of rundown buildings and a couple of like what looks like camps, things like that. And you pass through and you if you're going straight there, do we have yeses, nods?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. You're heading straight there and you approach this two-storied wood-framed building and it's run down. It looks like there's kind of well, it's daytime, but it looks like there are, for some reason, still like a couple of lamps that are like lightly flickering in the windows as if someone just like couldn't be bothered to turn it off. There is like a large front door there. So again, you are approaching it from like the front of the building. And that's where y'all are. What do you want to do?
And this is the Eagle's Feather, you said?
Yes, the Eagle's Feather Inn.
Inn. Okay.
You see, like, an old, like, sign that's kind of, like, part of the letters are hanging off. So it actually says, Eels, Feet, Er. But, yeah, you take it that this is where the supposed Wayhill Slashers hang out.
Can I ask the group, do any of you know the Wayhill Slashers? Do any of us have any connections here that we can work? Anybody in the seedy underbelly of this great city?
I was in a circus and a temple. I got nothing.
I don't know about this drow person. Kind of sounds familiar.
Sure. Roll an intelligence check. Roll a history check, I guess.
So that's a 10.
Okay. You get the sense from the way that Wisp described it that that this drow is a woman who is probably on who's someone who is an organizer of like gangs and groups of things like that, but you're not really getting a sense, like, essentially you're like, she's a probably evil drow, like that's probably what you're getting. You're good. But you're not getting a sense of, like, you don't know who she is, per se. Mm.
Have I, with my experience as a kind of general grifter, have I ever been to this tavern before?
I don't think you've been here exactly, but okay. Why don't you roll a Yeah, I guess roll an investigation.
Sure. Let's see here. That was a natural one on my investigation.
Yeah, you. I mean, it's an inn. You don't see anything cool. That like would identify.
I was hoping I knew the
anything.
Bartender or something, but okay, cool.
No,
thanks.
No, you don't have a sense that it's anything like that.
Like, do we just want to go in and look around?
I want a drink.
Well,
yeah.
What I'll have you do like one more roll, Jessamine, since you are the social butterfly of the group. Why don't you roll a charisma check to see if you like.
I'm great at charisma, guys.
Surprisingly, I am.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Not using those skills.
Yeah, if charisma. I fail this, I'm hiding behind you, Danny.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, that's kind of our thing. Charisma, that's a 9.
Okay, no, never mind.
Nope.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I can't see over the bar, guys.
That's totally fine. So you guys are approaching the inn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you just stepping right on inside?
Are there any other bars, taverns, anything nearby that look less seedy or shady in this particular stretch?
I'd roll an investigation.
Oh no.
3.
You know, it doesn't really seem like there's any place for people to gather at all in this neighborhood.
There goes my beer.
I guess it's here or nothing.
I don't do stealth. I'm just going in.
You guys are just going in?
I'm just going in. They don't follow.
Yeah. Being a tiny, I'm gonna hide behind. Smart.
Is it what time is it? Is it still what time of day is it?
It's like
still the morning.
It's like
brunch time.
Can I like blend
around
into
early
the
afternoon, like noon or something like that? You're gonna. So are you trying to sneak in?
Yeah, I'll just try to sneak in.
Okay, roll for stealth.
I'm here for day drinking with Brenna, if that's what we're up to.
I'm kicking in a door.
Oh. At a 21.
Ooh.
Okay, you slide up against the wall in Kronk style, slither your way.
You can, have like, a cool theme song.
People are not paying attention to you at all, so you can just like sing to yourself a little bit. No one even notices. Exactly.
Your own theme song. I like it.
Yeah, Nox is having a good time. Brenna, you step right on in,
yeah.
And the first thing you notice is that this bar doesn't really seem to be like actually actively in use. Instead, you see what appears to be like you step right through the door, and what you see there is a pair of like 4 people who are playing like who seem to be playing like cards. 2 of which like look like thugs, and 2 of which wearing like hoods or whatever. And if you look off to the side, you'll see that there are like 2 more like beefy looking like female humans, mm-hmm. like standing there throwing darts, and they all stop what they're doing and look at you. And stand up immediately.
I look at the card table and go, wonderful! I heard that there was a card game going on in here. Are there high stakes? I'm ready.
Roll deception.
I'm glad I'm hiding, guys.
Oh, that did not work. I have a total of 6.
Oh, boy.
That did not work.
No, sir. So one of the thugs who was sitting at the table kind of comes around and says, you're looking for a card game. You came to the wrong place.
Well, do you know of a place where there is one?
What? Why don't you tell us what you want here and be gone?
Ew! Like, I mean, honestly, I'm so fast. I just keep walking in. I'm like, ew! I would like my alcohol. This is a tavern. Where is it?
Fine.
Three cards, but yes, ale as well.
I am being quiet.
Wait, are you trying? You're just trying to say where is the ale?
Yeah.
Yeah. The same thug like looks at you and says, "Not here. Go away."
What kind of shitty inn are you running?
All right, fine. Don't.
What kind of fucking inn do you think this is?
What went in on the fucking door? Can you read?
Did you not notice that it was absolutely like
the
dead?
Lights are on.
It's daytime. We know
it's here. What is wrong with you?
Maybe people only drink at night in this shitty town. You roll up in a town, you see an inn, you drink. Why is this shocking?
Did you not ask people what we were?
In it says maybe you need to take the sign down if you're closed. It's
maybe not that you need hard. To know maybe. What the Wayhill slashers are. And then he likes
what the fuck?
She no, takes fuck, what? She takes out her weapon. She takes out her weapon, her mace, and she goes, "Let's take care of this, guys. We can't take this. We can't deal with this." And roll for initiative.
Oh, man. Oh my god! Oh, my god. How many people are there in the bar?
Believe in us.
There are in total 6 people.
Oh my god.
Okay. I also have to roll. Give me a minute. Okay.
I have a whopping 12.
All right. Give me a minute. Gotta find a page.
That's 12. Yeah.
11.
You might have it.
That's. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
It's always good when DM rolls well. I'm excited, guys.
Well, you know, it's a mixed bag. It's
you're
a mixed
gonna,
bag
you're
here.
Die, gotta make it day drinking. Going on.
Okay.
It's a bad day. Okay.
All right, Brenna, what'd you get?
I got 12.
12. Okay, Jessamine.
20.
20. Nice. Natural
now,
or
no? Altogether.
Okay. Nox.
15.
Okay, Toast.
9. Repping the single digits here.
And Danny?
13.
Danny. Okay, now I just got to write all of this again.
So you can go first.
You said you got a 13? Great. Almost there. Oh, great. All right. So, the thugs go first.
Okay.
So, the one who you guys were, you know, the one who was like, who, like, you were yelling at Danny, takes 2 swipes at you with her mace. She's just going right into it. That's going to be, like, the first one is an 8 to hit.
No.
Great. Okay. Second one is going to be a 22 to hit.
Damn it. So close. Okay. And it does hit.
Yeah, it is. Okay, great. And then that is going to be a doo-doo-doo. That is a 7 points of damage to you for those 2 hits. And that's the end of that one thug's turn. The other one is going to... So who all's in the room right now? Is it just Danny and Brenna right now?
I am behind Danny, but hidden. That's a halfling thing.
Okay, well, so like, we'll leave that as yeah, is sure. Because you weren't, like, having the conversation, so they don't see
you
right
engaging.
Now.
I wasn't engaging.
That's fair.
I'm just kind of in the corner, just, like, humming.
Yeah, you're, like, you're just, like, crab walking on the wall. And Toast, where are you?
Yeah, I came in with them.
Okay, great. In that case, one of the other thugs is going to go up to you.
Okay.
And take 2 swipes. That's a 20 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, and I'll roll for the other attack. That is another 21 to hit.
That also hits.
That is going to be 10 points of damage total to you.
All right.
The other 2 thugs who were off to the side are going to, like, drop what they're doing and, let's see. Look at my little map here. All right, they're going to start moving towards you guys, but they don't make it there this turn. So there are 2 other beefy ladies on their way to you guys, but they're not quite there yet. And that's going to be their turn. Next up is Jessamine.
Good. Great. Cool. So, since we're in initiative, people got hurt. Forgive me, the person who was shouting at Danny.
The one who's attacking Danny right now.
Yeah. I want to attack her.
Okay.
And I'm a little new to monk, so I gotta count up my attack situation. But I would like to, for flavor, spring out from between Danny's legs
Sure. Okay.
And strike with my quarterstaff.
Nice.
Okay.
And I would love, I mean, for flavor, I'd love to go for the knees.
Okay, great. Go for the knees.
But yeah.
So, go on in there. Try to give it a good jab.
Yeah, this is my first attack.
Best of luck to you.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome. Great, guys. This is fine. Okay.
Yeah, that fell off.
I know how to roll dice.
Yeah, just roll it in there.
That's a 12 to hit.
That hits.
Nice!
Yeah.
All right, quarterstaff damage. You're a d6 plus 4.
Watch out, knees.
Quarterstaff's only d6? That right? Yeah. Okay. Oh, six. Nice. So 10 damage.
10 damage.
For my second attack.
Great.
And
Same.
Yeah, let's go with the quarterstaff again.
Okay.
I can do that. Now it's just, I went to the left and now I'll go to the right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Wow.
It's all the way over here.
It's okay. It's a d6. I can still roll my attack. It's fine. Everything's fine, guys. That would be a 17 to hit.
That definitely hits.
All right, same damage situation. Roll the 6 again, so that's 10 again.
Awesome. Yes. All right, you give her two aggressive whacks of the knees, and she kind of goes, ah! Cool. She didn't like that. She didn't like it.
Cool.
Yeah, she really didn't like it.
I would love to flurry of blows at this point, because I think I can.
Yeah, I think if you burn a key point, and you'll be able to do two.
Spend a key point, so I have 5 of those.
So, like, you hit both, you hit, like, 2 times with the quarterstaff, and then you just kick her in the shins with, like, brilliant blows, yeah.
I'm a kicker. So yeah, that's another attack. This time it's unarmed attack, which I forget. Oh, I forget what my attack bonus is with that. It's probably my dex.
Yeah, I think it's your
dex. Okay. Oh, 24 to hit.
24? Yep, that hits again.
Okay. 23. Sorry, 23 to hit.
Either way, you're good.
And with an unarmed attack, do you remember what the damage is?
I have no idea.
Oh, snap. I'm sorry.
D4 plus your strength or something?
I think that makes sense.
You just got to lean a little bit more into the mic, honey.
D4 plus
thank you.
My dex?
Yeah.
Okay. Because monk.
Because so monk. But. So dex. So, yeah, but.
And that would be a 4 plus 4, which is my dex, so 8. So I kick her.
Wow!
I would love to go for the groin.
She is. You want to go for the groin?
Yeah. Well, like I'm little, so
that's fair. I mean,
like knees, groin.
You know, she's a lady, so she's kind of used to pain in that area. But she's still like she kind of. But I mean, you gave her some like pretty painful like jabs like everywhere.
If the gut is easier, I'll go for that. Just logistically,
She is like. Holding on to her knees and like her vag area. She's just like, she is having a really bad time. Like, she's like, oh,
I mean,
God.
If I can move.
She looks awful from these very small attacks.
If I could move through the space of a creature, which says it can,
yeah.
I would love to slide beneath her legs and kick her in the butt. Let's go.
You want to do one more?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Give her like, a kick to the butt.
Can I do that? Okay, cool. Monk is awesome, guys.
Oh my God.
This is the best. That's a natural 20.
Jesus Christ.
It is.
Yeah, no.
I can kick butt real well, but apparently that's the only thing.
You are
not
kicking ass.
Someone's shoulders.
Okay. No, I have a very specific skill set. And that's a 7 damage.
7?
Yeah. Oh, 7, but it's a 20, so.
Do you have a certain flair you would like to use for the way you knock the fuck this thug to the ground? Thug is out of hit points.
Prone!
Yeah.
Sure. I will roll. Instead of rolling underneath, I'll slide on my knees.
Yeah.
Jump up, side kick her in the butt, and be like, "It's extremely rude. We just wanted brunch."
Amazing. So, insult paid, injury returned. This thug is down. Like. Absolutely kicked to shit, and that is one thug down. And I think on that amazing note, that's where we're going to have to leave it for this afternoon. Thank you to all of you guys for being here with me. That was amazing.
Yeah, Jessamine.
Awesome.
Can't go. Beat people in brunch.
Beatings and brunch.
That was so
beatings
good.
And, brunch.
And these guys will be back. Let's see, in 2 weeks. So that's going to be the first weekend in February. So I hope you guys tune in then for more of Honor Among Thieves. And next week we're going to be playing an entirely different game because we're going to be rotating between games now. If you guys ever want to listen back on other games that we've played or want to catch up, you can go to adventuresoundboard.podomatic.com. And of course, stay tuned on Radio Free Brooklyn for more goodness and conversation, as always. And thank you guys so much. And have a good afternoon.
Thank you.